Right, shall we feed Purdy?
Yeah. I hope you can.
Right, you stand there and I'll feed her.
Yeah. Good boy.
Not even late yet, dressed yet. Oh, we're running very late this morning.
And then,
yes,
they made fireworks.
Big fireworks, yes, last night. You went to sleep at 20 to 12, eh? You didn't actually see the New Year, did you?
No.
But we went for a walk before bed and you saw, we heard some fireworks and you saw Ben and Charlotte, didn't we? Do you remember seeing Ben and Charlotte?
Yeah.
They were on the doorstep, weren't they?
On the doorstep.
And Ben was wearing a little waistcoat. And Charlotte had on a lovely black velvet party dress with lace on the bottom, didn't she?
Yeah.
And what did Lynn say? Come in for a drink. Didn't she? Lynn said, come inside for a drink. The children are playing. Because it was New Year's Eve, wasn't it?
Sure. Children are playing.
Children are playing. What's the matter? Do you tickle behind your knee?
No.
No.
A big load.
A big load, yes.
You want a big piece of big tree.
Big piece of big tree?
Yeah. Like that.
That's the little tractor video, isn't it?
Not now.
Yes, we're not watching that now. Do you like to put the box back?
I'm liking it.
Well, let's put the video away. And then we'll get you dressed.
Because
we're running a bit late this week. Come here, Thomas, please.
Where's the sock?
The socks are here. Let me have a look at the back of your knee. It looks very sore. Oh, Thomas, we'll put some cream on that. Just wait a moment, I'll get some. Dancing in front of the television, I can see your reflection, can't you? Right, oh, this knee, yes, it's foot. Just keep your leg flat, darling. Right, this might sting just a little bit when it goes on. Does that sting? It's a very rough dry patch behind your knee, isn't it? Wonder if you've got a little bit of eczema there.
Yeah.
Do you think you have? Oh, right.
Jump on.
We won't go and see Dr. Harrison then if you've diagnosed yourself. Oh look, Daddy's home.
But my slippers.
Yeah, well let's put your socks and your trousers on first, shall we? Oh, Lydia.
Come in, Daddy Peter.
Telling Daddy to come in, are you? I don't think he's out of the car yet.
Hang out, Peter. Oh, Purdy.
Purdy?
Ain't not lunch.
Yeah, she's had a lunch. Oh, dear. I'm not sure whether it's a lunch or a breakfast, Thomas.
Oh, sorry, Purdy.
You said Happy New Year to Purdy.
Happy New Year.
You said it to me yesterday, didn't you? But it's properly New Year today. It's the 1st of January, 2000.
Jordan, I didn't.
It's the new millennium.
You're
going to say it again?
Millennium. Hold on.
Oh, go on.
Ready? Look, Captain.
No, she's using her scratcher, Thomas. No, but leave, please.
It's a bad cuddle.
Shh. Look, there's Daddy.
Come in, Daddy.
Can you bang it on the window telling Daddy to come in?
Yeah. jump down a little bit.
Come here, Thomas, please. Thomas, come here. I want your daddy to see your leg. Hey, leave. Hi, daddy.
Hello.
We just have to put some cream on Thomas's leg.
Show your little scratch.
Show daddy what's happened. Stand still. Stand still.
But flat. Flat.
I think it might be a bit of eczema or something.
Purdy.
Leave Purdy, Thomas.
Big hug.
No, don't give her a big hug. She doesn't want a big hug.
Purdy wants a big hug.
Are you going to say Happy New Year to Daddy?
Happy New Year, Purdy.
Happy New Year, Thomas.
Sorry for your leg. Sorry, Purdy.
And what is it, Thomas? The new millennium?
New millennium!
The new millennium.
Millennium! Hello, your leg, your waistcoat.
Like your waistcoat?
Daddy, like your waistcoat.
Daddy's waistcoat?
Yes.
Well, it is New Year's Day. Does have to dress a bit smart today, doesn't he?
Not working.
What are you going to do? Have a look at the cooker.
It's not working now. No.
No, we've turned it off at the wall. And it kept beeping.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Mama's pressed that.
No, I'm not pressing it. Are you playing with your fire engine?
Not a fireman. Look, a naughty boy, hasn't he?
He's a naughty boy, actually.
Somebody.
Somebody, but Thomas isn't, is he?
No, a fireman.
A fireman?
Yeah.
Right, let's get your trousers and slippers on.
Not yet.
Yes, I think so, sweetheart. Come on.
No.
No, we need to brush your hair before it dries. Listen, you're going out this afternoon, you're going to Isabel.
I've washed my hair.
Well, we've wet it, haven't we? Because you had it washed last night. You're going to Isabel's. To a party.
Party?
To say Happy New Year.
I'm not saying that.
You're not going to say that?
No.
What are you going to say?
No, no. Tweenies.
Are you going to say hello, Tweenies?
Yes.
Oh, that's Isabel's language, isn't it? She's got a little Milo, hasn't she?
Little Milo.
Little beanbag Milo. I think they sell them in Sainsbury's, Thomas, because we were looking at them. Nice, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh. What's that?
I think it's the pen. Well, you just press the button on the reindeer, so you're singing jingle bells now, isn't it? I think his battery's wearing out, Thomas. Yes, his batteries are wearing out. We won't press him again. His batteries have gone flat, haven't they?
Yeah.
So Ben and Charlotte and their mummy and daddy Lynn and Steve will be there. And of course, it's Isabel's house, so Rod and Sonia will be there. Daddy Rod.
Isabel.
Isabel and Jill and Bethany should be there. And Caitlin with her mummy and daddy, Andy and Angela. And Sally and Sarah. Whatever Sally's daddy's called. Sarah's daddy. Mummy's called Sally. The little girl's called Sarah. And you'll be able to play with Isabel's garage because she got a garage from Father Christmas.
No, not the garage.
No, you didn't get a garage from Father Christmas. What did you get? A fire engine.
Me.
And some sausages.
Right. And the focus of Mummy, Dad.
Did he? Oh, I think that was from Auntie Patty.
The fire station.
Fire station? It's a space station. There we are, let's push your hair. So there were lots of fireworks last night and Aunt Linda and Uncle Brian let rockets off on the front garden. And you slept through it, sweetheart. Didn't you?
Was that?
It's a little space alien.
Space alien.
And Mummy and Daddy had a nice meal. And we
kissed him.
We kissed him and we drank some champagne.
No driver. No driver.
No driver?
No. It's one away somewhere. My phone is away. Ha! A new Christmas tree, I think. And the fishman and my chicken.
Who's gone behind the Christmas tree?
Alien man.
Oh, the alien, space alien man. That's really clever. I think that's a space alien. I think he's actually the driver of the spaceship. I can't think of his name. Space alien man.
What is that? What is that?
That's a box of matches. Thomas must be playing with matches. Look, I thought we'd light a candle.
Yeah.
We lit a candle last night.
Yeah.
And we had this one lit as well. Daddy got this for Christmas, didn't he? What does it say?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It says 1999. Millennium 2000.
Big fire.
Big fire. Now, you mustn't go near that, Thomas. You can look at it. You can look at the light. But we mustn't go near it. We mustn't touch it. It'll be very hot
in the room. Big rubbish bags in here. Big rubbish bags. Big rubbish. Big rubbish bags.
Rubbish bags?
Yeah. Dustbin man.
You're being a dustbin man, are you?
Big bang! Yeah, big bang!
What's a big bang?
It's a big dusty bag.
Be careful. Be careful, Thomas, because you're going to leave the box
it's
later.
It's not Thomas.
Well, who is it?
Dustbin man.
Oh, sorry, dustbin man. Be careful with the box because you're going to need it later.
What's that?
Well, I thought we'd have a look at this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember getting a parcel wrapped in this paper?
Yeah.
And who's on the paper?
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh and who else? Eeyore and Piglet.
Phone's
not in here. What's
on your
phone? Oh, who's that from?
Demetra.
Demetra. And what is it?
A big box.
Big box. See what it does?
What is it does?
Well, let's have a look. Do you want to sit with me?
Yes.
Right, it's a tape recorder. We've got batteries in it now. Right. It's come with a tape, isn't it?
I wanted it.
You wanted it? Study, Thomas.
I want it.
Listen, we put the tape in there.
Oh.
No, it's all right. Press that button there, the red one. That's it. And this flops down. Now we pop the tape in. It tells you just to touch the tape at the sides, not there. Because if you touch it there, it won't work. Just touch it at the sides, drop it down. Right, push the door shut. Now, do you want to take that out of there? What's that?
That.
It's a microphone. You press that and now you talk. Say something to the tape, Thomas. You're laughing. Are you going to say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Right, let's stop it with that red button. And then we rewind with that button. And let's press green, play, and see what happens. Are you going to say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Right, let's stop it. That's right, you remembered where the stop button is. So everything you say or sing is recorded and we can play it back.
Do it again.
Well, do it again. Let me show you. To press record, it's the blue one. So you press the blue one and you start. That's right, all the way down now, either sing or talk into the tape. Look, you can hold a microphone. How about jingle bells, jingle bells?
Jingle all the way, happy jingle, let's sing.
Right, shall we stop it with the red one? at the end. And we rewind it with the yellow one there. Just keep pressing it down. Right, okay. Now press the green one to listen to it again. You needn't tell the microphone now.
Nothing. Are you going to say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Right, let's stop it.
No.
Boy, don't lie. There's say no talking to the tape.
Listen. The sound's coming out of there.
How about jingle bells, jingle bells.
Can you hear your voice?
Yeah.
You only need hold that, sweetheart, when you're recording, because when we're playing it back and listening to it, the sound comes out of there.
Play the blue one.
You want to press the blue one? You want to do some more recording? Right, you're going to do some more recording? You press that blue button. Right, now, what are you going to say?
Father Christmas sleigh.
Father Christmas sleigh, right? You do that then.
Nobody's there.
Nobody there? No, you've got to talk into the tape, and it's when we play it back we can listen to what you said. Isn't this smart?
Press the blue one button.
Press the blue button.
Is nobody there?
Is there nobody there?
Press it again.
Well, you press it and talk into it, then we'll play it back and listen to what you said. Are you going to give Daddy a message?
Daddy, like a message.
What would you like to say to Daddy?
Please, I have.
Please, may I have? It's the other red one, to stop it. That's it. Now we rewind it with the yellow button. That's it. Press it down. And then we play it with the green one. Listen, you needn't tell that because the sound comes out of there.
You laughing? Are you going to say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Right, let's stop it.
No, when it's saying stop it, that's when you're saying stop it on tape. Again in a moment.
Are you going to do some more recording? You press that blue button. Right now, what are you going to say?
Father Christmas sleigh.
Father Christmas sleigh, right? You do that then.
Is that Thomas talking to Mummy?
Nobody's there. Nobody's
there.
Nobody's there.
You've got to talk into the
table.
It's what we're playing back.
Press the blue one.
Isn't this smart?
Press the blue one button.
Press the blue button.
That's okay. Thomas's voice.
It's nobody there.
No.
Press it again.
Well, you press it and talk into it, and we'll play it back and listen to what you said. Are you going to give Daddy a message?
Yeah, I'll give you a message.
What would you like to say to Daddy?
Please, I have.
Please, may I have? It's okay. The red one to stop it.
Which one to stop it? Now, the other thing that we can do, when we're listening to what we've recorded, shall we record this? Shall we record what we're saying now? This is the volume. So you can turn it up very high or very quietly. So shall we stop it now with the red one? Rewind it a little bit with the yellow. That's right, that'll be enough now. We'll play back with the green. And then we'll move the volume control. So can you hear it's loud?
Nobody there.
It's loud.
Nobody there.
Now it's quiet. Can you hear it's gone very quiet? Turn it round and it goes loud. Turn it down and it's quiet. What are you doing turning it round and it's...
Red one to stop it.
You press the red one to stop it.
This.
Isn't that wonderful? And have you seen when it's turned on, there's a little red light? Now this is like the torch, Thomas. It's got batteries inside. So when you're not playing with it, you've got to leave it switched off. Otherwise, what happens?
Flat.
The batteries go flat. Ah, Are you going to talk into that? Now that's the blue one to record. All the way down. You talk now.
To open back.
This is a lovely present, isn't it?
Nobody there?
There's nobody there. No, you're talking into it. When we play it back, you can hear your voice. So we've got lots of recorders now. We've got this recorder for you. And we've got the little mini disc that we do all the tapes on every day. Are you stopping it?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Rewinding it?
Not yet.
Not yet. You're going to put that back. Now, can we show you what else it does? Apart from recording what you've said.
I know. I see your face.
You're sitting in my place, are you?
I see your face.
No. This little tape that we play in the car.
Put it on.
Yes, now press that button, that's the eject button. Press that one. No, just a minute, Thomas.
The tape, please.
Yes, but to press that one, we've got to take that one out before we can take that in. So press the eject button. This one, this red one. This tape comes out. Now it tells us just to touch it at the edge, doesn't it? That's at the front. And then, are you going to put that tape in?
Yeah.
That's it. Right, so now close the green door and press the play button. The green one. Listen. It plays music to you.
For Christmas.
Which song's that? Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You're turning the volume up.
It's loud now. It's loud.
Is it loud?
Loud
and
ready.
Ooh, it's very loud. Now, would you like to stop it with the red button?
No, I'm singing it.
You're singing it?
It's flat. Yay.
It's not flat again, we just turn the sound down. Now, stop it in a minute and we rewind it and we'll find jingle bells. Yes? Rewind it with the yellow one. You're going to have to write a lovely thank you letter for this, aren't you?
Mm.
Right, shall we try playing it now and see what comes out?
Yeah.
The green button for play. This is your favourite.
Mm.
I think that's the end of Jingle Bells, so... Would you like to stop it with the red button?
Then.
Well, you stop it with the red button, and then we rewind it with the yellow one. The one that goes that way is the rear. No, that's four. That's it. You see, Father Christmas must have known that Dimitri had bought this tape recorder because he put two little salt tapes in your Christmas stocking, didn't he? Right, let's press play now and see what happens. Oh, it's Jingle Bells again. You want to sing along?
Talking in the telephone.
You're talking in the telephone? That's called a microphone, Thomas.
It's not.
Is it not?
Storm ring.
What's coming again? Can you hear it? The sound's coming out of that speaker. These are speakers on Mummy's stereo, look, these two big black things. The speaker on this little tape recorder is this little round yellow circle. Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Snow in a one horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtail rings, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, you can sing?
No, I'm talking in the telephone.
Oh, you're talking in the telephone, it's a microphone.
No, stop.
You're going to have lots of fun with this, aren't you?
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun. So Father Christmas brought you two song tapes.
More.
And upstairs we've got lots of story tales from Grandma. She brought you lots of tapes, didn't she?
Yeah.
Right, would you like to press the stop button now? That's it. Now, let's press the other stop, the other red button, to take the tape out. That's right, we can close the green door now. And we'll put the tape back in the packet. And can you see what there is at the back of the tape recorder? There are three little boxes. Just big enough to hold three tapes. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Press that green button now.
You want to press the green button now? Well, there's nothing in. Shall we put the blank tape in again? That's it, the red one to open the door, the red one to open the door, and the other red one to stop it. Goes in that way. Right, now which one to record, what you want to say?
Red one.
No, that's green one, that plays it. It's the blue one to do the recording.
Hold that telephone. Yes. Hold the
microphone. That's right, a microphone. What are you going to say, Thomas?
That.
No, you've got to, well, you've got to... After you've recorded, you've got to stop it, rewind it, and then play. So shall we do some more recording? Leave some messages, otherwise when we listen there won't be anything coming back. Talk to it.
Hello. Oh, nobody there.
No, there won't be anybody there until we rewind it and listen, but you've got to talk into it first. Are you going to leave a message for Demetra?
Demetra?
You talk to her. She can't talk back, but she can listen to this.
Are you going to
thank her for such a lovely present? Tell her you've had a nice Christmas and wish her
a nice Christmas. Happy New Year.
And what about Elena and Elaine and Anna? Because this is from them as well. Elaine, Elena and Anna.
Thank you, Anna and James.
Thank you, Anna and James. What about Elaine and Elena?
Elena. Thank you, Elena.
And thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, Elaine.
And tell them that we'll be writing to them in the new year. Well, it is the new year now, but we'll be writing in a few days to thank them properly, won't we?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
You can tell me you're going to have lots of fun with this.
Lots of fun with this. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do you want to stop it now?
Yeah.
With the red one, now the other red one. That's right. That red one stops it, that red one opens the door. Now, shall we rewind it with the yellow, just a little way? Right, I think we can let go of the button and press the green one to listen to what you said.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Elena.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, Elena.
Tell them that we'll be writing to you in the new year, which is the new year now, but we'll be writing in a few days to come and coffee, won't we?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
You can tell them that we'll be writing to you in the new year, which is the new year now, but we'll be writing in a few days to come and coffee, won't we?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
You can tell
Tell me, don't you have lots of fun with this? Lots of fun with this? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do you want to stop it?
Yeah.
There. Right, have we had enough of that now?
Yeah.
Oh, right, you've taken the tape out. Look, the tape. We can close the green door. And the tape, we can keep it there. But you mustn't touch the actual tape, because if you touch the tape, it won't work.
What's that wheel?
Well, it's just what the tape's built on. That's how it's made. Can you see? You're going to put the tape back in there?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'll put it in there.
Want to put it back in there? That's right. Oh, you clever boy. Oh, I think it's the wrong way around, honey. You want to turn it. That's it. No, it was going straight. That's a good boy. Oh, no, 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 don't touch the tape, just the sides. Close the door, and now what do you want to do?
Not talking now.
You don't want to talk now?
Yeah.
You do want to talk while we press the blue record button then.
Okay.
One, two, three.
The other way round.
The other way round.
What's that noise?
I don't know. We'll suck it and take the tape out and just have a look, shall we? Yeah. Oh, no, it's working. You can watch them going round and round, the cogs on the tape, can't you? Is this a lovely, lovely present?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Do you not want to talk?
Yeah.
Oh! I think we had the tape in the wrong way round, Thomas. Do you want to press the eject button? That's right, and we'll put the tape in, but this time we turn it that way round. Right, close the door. And are you recording again?
Yeah. Who's that?
It's the candle, isn't it? Going to blow it out? Don't touch it anymore. Would you like Mum to reach it down?
Yeah.
Right, now it's hot wax, so we've got to be careful.
Hot wax.
This is our 1999 Millennium 2000 candle. Going to be right. Shall we just, before we do that, would you like to just turn the tape record off so the batteries don't go flat? Red button, the other red button, just stop it. This one. Good boy, that's right. Are you going to say happy birthday?
Happy birthday, no.
When you blow it, shall we sing happy birthday to the year 2000? Happy birthday
No, I'm not singing that.
Do you not want to sing it? No. Having a job blowing this out, aren't you?
Yeah.
Would you like Mummy to help?
Mm.
Yes, if I do, I'll blow it out. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Oh, it's gone.
Not hot now.
It's not, well, it is still hot, yes. We mustn't touch the wick and the wax. Can you look in there? Can you see the hole down there? That was a completely flat candle when we started. But as we've burnt it, it's made a little hole, hasn't it? Can you see the wax, all the liquid in there? When it's cooled down, that'll set and be solid, but at the moment it's very hot. Can you smell it?
Mmm.
What does it smell of?
More like a piece of cheese.
It smells more like a piece of cheese, does it?
But big water.
It looks like water, doesn't it? Yes, it's clear and it's running.
And a suitcase.
So that really is a lovely present, isn't
it? A blue one.
A blue one, that's the blue button, isn't it?
No, but there. Put it right in the congee.
Well, I think that's where the tapes go. I think the microphone slots in there like that.
Yeah. A suitcase.
It's a suitcase, it's like a suitcase, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little tape recorder. Are we going to have a look at something else now?
Yeah.
What would you like to play with now?
In the train. You want the train?
You want the train set?
No.
No. What would you like?
Play something else.
What would you like to play with?
Something.
Something.
My mummy didn't get out.
Well, mummy's just... I dropped a little bit of match into the candle when I lit it, and I was just trying to take it out. But I can't, so I'll leave it where it is.
Later.
Later, we'll get it out later. That's right.
Just me and Mum.
Oh, you want to play it being the dustbin man? How about getting your train set out?
No, I'm just playing a little bit.
Just play a little bit. Just play a little bit at being a dustbin man.
Yeah. More wax. I smell wax.
You can smell wax. You can smell wax.
Playing with a bead.
You're playing with a bead coaster.
Bead coaster.
Would you like to put it on the floor or on the table, Thomas?
No.
No?
No thanks.
Oh,
right.
I was going to have a look at one of these books that you've got for Christmas. Mm-hmm. You've got some lots of lovely books.
Big ones.
Shall we put this with the poo wrapping paper back in the box that the stereo comes from?
That one. Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. Mummy feels a little bit cold now, Thomas. Ooh, it's very cold. Are you going to come sit on my knee?
I won't.
Bob the Builder. It says, can we fix it? But Bob the Builder Annual 2000. I'd forgotten Father Christmas brought you Bob the Builder, Thomas the Tank Engine, and Postman Pat, didn't he, annuals? Ah. Oh. What can you see? It looks as if they're decorating a Christmas tree, doesn't it?
What's happened?
Well, that looks to me as if one of the machines has got covered in snow. Oh, perhaps it's the snow plough.
Look.
Yes.
Daisy.
Daisy? Oh, you're thinking of Doug and Daisy, aren't you?
Daisy.
It says...
Close up.
The machines were showing Bob their snowman when Wendy came out of the office. Farmer Pickles is snowed in, Bob, she said. He needs you and Scoop to dig him out. When Bob had fitted Scoop with his snowplough, they were ready. So it looks as if they fitted Scoop with a snowplough and Scoop's shoveling all the snow. Who's that? I think it's Bob the Builder dressed as Father Christmas, don't you? And they've got a beautiful Christmas tree outside, haven't they? And Wendy, what's Wendy doing?
A big present.
Holding big presents, isn't she?
Bob and Daisy.
Bob and Wendy. Daisy's from Dig and Dug, which is also a programme about machines, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There's Rowley. We'll have to read it properly another time. We'll just look at the pictures now. Picture puzzles.
Hold on.
Oh, it says all about people. All about Scoop. Scoop is a digger and the leader of the machines in Bob's yard. He's big and strong, but he's kind and gentle too. He's always ready to help anyone in trouble, including Bob.
Look.
Yes? That's lofty.
Green.
Scoop is good at solving problems and he's full of bright ideas. He cheerleads the team before a job. Can we fix it? All about Lofty. lofty as a tall mobile crane. He worries about all sorts of things and he talks to himself when he feels nervous. He feels better when Bob and the others tell him he's doing well. Lofty is scared of just about everything, even heights, which is odd for a crane. He doesn't like stretching up too high in case he feels giddy. Lofty's favourite saying is, yeah, I think so. Ah, what's the pussycat called? It says back in the office, Pilchard was trying to sleep when the phone rang. That's Dizzy. Dizzy's best friend is Muck. Dizzy is a cement mixer and the only girl in Bob's team. Oh, I didn't know Dizzy was a girl. She's the youngest of the machines and she loves pop music. She listens to it on her headphones and dances around the yard doing her exercises. Dizzy likes being busy. Sometimes she mixes so fast that cement and mortar fly out all over the place. She's a chatterbox and likes to know what's going on. She's always asking questions, says Bob. Dizzy loves football and kicks the ball around the yard when she can. Ah. Now it says, look at the pictures of Bob's cat Pilchard. Which picture is different? Point to the odd one out.
That.
Well, that one's different, yes, because it's a bird.
That.
Do you know which one I think it is? That's a bird. I think it's that one. Do you know why? Because all the others have two whiskers. And look how many whiskers that pussycat has.
The blue line.
She's got lots of whiskers, hasn't she?
There's one.
Scoop?
Yeah.
Well, this is the book Mummy was going to look at, PB Bear's Christmas. Can you just sit on Mummy's knee a bit more?
I'll read that.
Don't read that one now. Who's this?
Father Christmas.
Father Christmas, it's PB Bear dressed as Father Christmas, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, what is that?
That's Grandma Bear.
Grandma Bear.
This is a nice book, isn't it? PB Bear's Christmas. Shall we read the story? We'll read the story. Do you know what PB stands for? Pajamas and bedtime.
That.
That looks like the postman, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The postman's carrying a letter and it says, Dear postman, you are invited to my house for Christmas Day. Love from PB Bear. There were only two more days until Christmas. PB Bear jumped out of...
bed.
He took off his
pajamas
and put on his
pajamas
and
dress.
And dress, that's a t-shirt.
Shirt.
Knock, knock, knock. Postman Monkey was standing at the
door.
He had a big
parcel.
For
Nana Bealby.
For Nana Bealby, for PB Bear. It was a Christmas surprise from Grandma Bear. Here's something for you, said PB Bear. He gave... who's that?
Two letters.
Yes, he gave two letters to the postman. One was a Christmas invitation. Oh, yes, in PB Bear, they always have a little bear on the page. And there he is, holding two letters. PB Bear took his Christmas parcel.
What's that?
It's a snowball, isn't it? A snowball on the end of the dog's nose.
Santa one first.
Santa one first. Shall we just look at the pictures rather than reading the story?
Chocolate one. Hot chocolate one.
Hot chocolate one?
Yeah.
Oh, you've obviously drunk this with Danny. I mean, read this with Danny. Because it says later, PB Bear and Frog sipped cups of hot chocolate while the dog snored loudly. Aren't those fancy mugs? They're beautiful, shiny mugs, aren't they? Mm. What are they eating?
Cakes.
Cakes and...
chocolates.
Chocolate biscuits. Can you see that fire roaring?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we went to the restaurant in York? There was a beautiful big fire.
Mm.
What's that?
Christmas tree. Take your star off.
Christmas trees, take the star off, has he? Yeah. Look, there's lots of ribbons and streamers and baubles.
Is that light?
It's Dobby upstairs. Oh, it says it was the night before Christmas and Peavy Bear was in his pyjamas. Now he'll be ready for bed. Outside his window, the stars twinkled in the night sky. I wonder how many stars there are, thought Peavy Bear. He began to count. 1, 2, 3. Soon he was fast asleep. Good night, Peavy Bear. Look, isn't his house beautiful? He's got a Christmas tree outside and there's lots of snow. A snowman. It was Christmas Day at last. Happy Christmas, Well, that looks like the postman to me, but he's not wearing his postman's uniform. What's he wearing?
A jacket.
A jacket. It's a tartan waistcoat with a bow tie. You'll be wearing your waistcoat later on, won't you?
Yeah.
You needn't put a bow tie on though, but you'll be wearing nice cord trousers, polished shoes. Nice shirt and what's that coat?
That.
That one?
Yeah.
Well, this is a fairy story book, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's one of the stories in this book? One of your favourite stories.
Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood. When he went to Molly's party, they had a children's entertainer. He was a magician, but he also did a puppet show. And the puppet show was Little Red Riding Hood, wasn't it? And what did he ask you to say? What was the magic word? Abra.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Oh, Cinderella. Is that Little Red Riding Hood?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Who's in bed?
Nana.
Mama?
Yeah.
But it's not really, is it? It's the wolf pretending to be Grandma. He's put Grandma's bed cap on. Oh. Little Red Riding Hood.
What's that?
That's the wolf. He's wearing a little neckerchief round his neck. This is a nice fairy story.
Elephant.
A big elephant. It's a tree trunk. It does look like a grey elephant. It's Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Stop, look! It's been doggy poos!
You're telling Daddy to stop walking because what?
Big doggy poos.
Big doggy poos. There better not be big doggy poos on my stairs. We don't even have a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a picture here, a book about one snowy night. I think Grandma read that to you. That's about Percy, isn't it? Percy the park keeper.
Read it.
Well, we'll read it later, love. But look. What can you see there?
Chocolate.
Yes, it looks like a drink of hot chocolate because Percy's looking out of the window and he says, says Percy, I think I need an extra blanket tonight. He made himself some hot cocoa and got ready for bed.
But that one.
I can hear Daddy talking upstairs on the telephone, can you? Percy's got some nice slippers, hasn't he?
Big feet.
Oh, that looks like a lovely story. We're not going to read it now, but Percy the park keeper always feeds the animals in the park where he lives. But one cold winter's night, Percy discovers that his little friends need more than food and he must find a way to help them. It's a beautiful book, isn't it?
Another book.
We've got Postman Pat there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Postman Pat. Oh, it's a special Millennium Edition.
Father Christmas.
Who's that? I don't know who that is. It's one of the characters.
That. Man.
Oh, it says out in all weathers. It is winter in Greendale. The weather is very cold and an icy wind blows across the hills.
What's that?
That's Postman Pat's uniform. It's hanging up because he looks like he's just got out of bed. He's not dressed, is it? Lots and lots of snow falls in the night. It covers everything like a soft white blanket. Pat gets up early to get ready for work. He looks out of the window and shivers. Brrr. Pat has to deliver the post to the houses in Greendale in any kinds of weather. Pat knows how important it is for him to wear the right sort of warm clothes.
But Father Christmas is frost.
Pardon?
Father Christmas frost.
No, it's not Father Christmas. It's Postman Pat looking out of the window at the snow. After eating a big bowl of warm porridge for breakfast, Pat gets ready for work. He used to always have porridge for breakfast.
Yeah.
Sarah and Julian come downstairs in their pyjamas and dressing gown.
Sorry.
It's quite all right. You got lots of Postman Pat boxes, didn't you, for Christmas?
This is
one we've not even looked at yet.
There's my pal. Oh. Look at Postman Pat.
I've only just realised. A lot of Postman Pat books.
Look at Postman Pat.
This is the Dorling and Kindersley book, Playtime Rhymes for the Very Young. A book for you and a tape to listen to so we could play the tape on your new tape recorder, couldn't we?
Well, no, that's a reading shop. A reading shop. Mr. Hubbard.
Mrs. Hubbard?
Yeah.
And this is the Thomas the Tank Engine on you.
Mr. Hubbard.
Mrs. Hubbard. So you've got lots of beautiful books. That should keep us busy for a long time, shouldn't it?
Upside down.
It's upside down?
Yeah. What's happened there? What's happened?
Well, I think what you've got to do is look at these pictures and pretend it's a jigsaw. Put the right piece there. You see, that piece would go there because that's part of Sam's hat. That piece would go there because it's part of Jess's tail. And look, a postbag full of letters. Who do you think might have that?
Miss Broken.
Yes, I think his sack's broken. His letters have gone all on the floor. That would belong to Postman Pat, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
and that.
Postman Pat, very sad.
Oh, is he very sad? Postman Pat's very sad. I bet he is if he's dropped all his letters. And that is part of a window. I think it's Mrs.
And then another bridge. Another bridge. Another bridge.
Be careful, you need to hit the page.
Another bridge. Another bridge.
You need to build a bridge with a book?
I think so.
You think so?
It's not. It's the wrong way.
It's the wrong way?
Yeah.
Well, look, if you turn it that way, that's a nice bridge. How's that? It's more like a tunnel than a bridge, isn't it?
I want the trains.
Where are your trains? In this box?
No, I need all these trains.
You don't need them all?
A car.
Well, we'll write a car. Well, how about
a lot of cars.
Lots of cars?
Maybe cars. Baby.
Yeah, that's a little car, how's that?
Aye.
Oops. You must be careful with your books though, Thomas, otherwise you rip the pages.
Bridge falling down.
The bridge has fallen down. No, I don't think it's really going to make a good bridge, do you?
No.
We'll find something else for a bridge. Be a shame to damage your books, wouldn't it? How about we put two books together like that? Rather than using the books when they're open. Look at that, that's a fantastic bridge, Thomas. Look at that. Is that better? That's the little car that Jake Kelly gave you for your birthday, isn't it? A long, long time ago now. It'll soon be your birthday. Won't it? And how old will you be in April?
Two and a half.
No, you're 2 and 8 months now. You'll be 2 3/4 in a couple of days' time. 2 and 9 months. And then in April, you're going to be...
7 months.
Three. Thomas, it will be 3 years
old. A bridge falling down.
Yes, I don't think it's really a successful bridge. Right.
Another bridge.
Another bridge.
Yeah.
Shall we start tidying these books away? That's your New Year's resolution, isn't it? Haven't you been clever at tidying all your toys away? As Father Christmas said, didn't he? He didn't mind leaving you all these toys, but you have to tidy them away.
I'm out another bridge.
Well, shall we find something else? Shall we find an old box?
I'm seeing the seat. Yeah.
What do you mean you think something's sick?
I know. Need something else to sit.
No? Need something else to sit?
Yeah. A chair, you. A chair, me. A chair around the back.
A chair around the back?
Take the balls away. Okay. And out. Another way. So, that away too.
You've taken everything away. You're pulling the table out.
Be careful, you.
One of me. One of you, one of me. You want me to sit at the table with you?
Oh, yeah.
And then what are we going to do?
I'm a dog. Close. I'll make a bridge.
Make a bridge?
Yeah. You will.
Thank you. That's for me to sit on.
And one of me.
And one of me. One of you.
And mold a bridge. Mold a bridge. What? A big box.
With a big box?
And mold a different box.
A different box? I don't know what box we're going to use, Thomas.
Oh.
Do you?
I don't know.
You don't know either.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. It's nice sitting here, isn't it?
Yeah. Play something else.
Shall we play something else?
Hello. Play the train.
You play with a train? Oh, that's a nice train. Yes, you can sit at the table and play with that.
Yeah. And sit with that train. You won't sit down.
You want me to sit down? It's a nice train, isn't it? Did you get that from Auntie Edith's house?
What's happened?
Let me just take that because that's a little bit small, isn't it?
Not a bit small.
Is it the key?
It's the key.
Right. As long as you don't put it in your mouth, darling.
This is the key. Where's the key?
Where's the key?